Happy Friday, everyone. Welcome to This Week in Music. My name is John O'Connor. Today is June 24th, and this is the music news from the past week. Our Last Night announced a brand new music video series called Decades of Covers. They're covering one song from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s every Tuesday, starting last week with the Beatles' Eleanor Rigby and concluding on July 19th. Simple Plan announced an October U.S. tour featuring support from Hit the Lights and Story Untold. The tour starts on the 4th at the Observatory in Santa Ana, California, and wraps up at Chicago's House of Blues on October 16th. Prophets of Rage canceled 6 dates of their Make America Rage Again summer tour. Dates affected are August 23rd in Hartford, August 28th in Wantagh, New York, August 30th in Noblesville, Indiana, August 31st in Burgettstown, Pennsylvania, Virginia Beach on September 29th, and Tulsa on October 7th. AWOL Nation has been announced as the opener for the remaining tour dates. Haken announced a late summer tour with Thank You Scientist. The trip starts at Reggie's in Chicago on August 30th and wraps up September 21st at Ash Street Saloon in Portland, Oregon. Every Time I Die came out with a new song called The Coin Has a Say. The song is on their new album, Low Teens, out September 23rd. Opeth are touring this fall with The Sword. The tour starts in Pittsburgh at Stage AE on September 29th and concludes on October 26th in Vancouver at Orpheum. Avenged Sevenfold announced a Midwest mini tour this September with Volbeat, Killswitch Engage, and Avatar. Dates include the 12th in Bonner Springs, Kansas, the 14th in Grand Rapids, 15th in Toledo, the 20th in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and the 21st in Nashville. M83 announced a full U.S. tour starting at Austin City Limits on September 30th and ends October 29th at Soma in San Diego. Pennywise announced the About Time U.S. Fall Tour with openers Strung Out, Unwritten Law, and Runaway Kids. Venues haven't been listed at this time, but the tour starts on September 30th in Seattle and wraps up November 5th in Houston. Skillet are celebrating 20 years since their self-titled debut album this fall with a tour. Thousand Foot Croach are main support on the first half of the tour, while Slick Puppies is on the second half. Devour the Day opens the show. The tour starts in Clive, Iowa at Seven Flags Event Center on September 22nd and concludes October 23rd in Tulsa at Kane's Ballroom. Carnifex released a new song called 6 Feet Closer to Hell. The song is off their new album, Slow Death, out August 5th. Queenstrike are touring late fall with Armored Saint and Midnight Eternal. The tour starts in Seattle at the Showbox on November 15th and concludes exactly a month later on December 15th in Colorado Springs at the Black Sheep. The Deer Hunter released a new song called Gloria from their new album, Act 5, Hymns with the Devil in Confessional. The album will be out September 9th. Atmosphere released a new song called Ringo. The song is off their new album, Fishing Blues, out August 12th. Aaron Gillespie's new solo album, Out of the Badlands, is out August 19th. Motionless in White just signed with Roadrunner Records and released a new song called 570. The Meadows Music and Art Festival is taking place in Queens, New York at Citi Field on October 1st and 2nd. Artists playing include Kanye West, The Weeknd, Chance the Rapper, Kygo, The 1975, and more. For more information, you can head to themeadowsnyc.com. Here are the albums out today. Hot Hot Heat with their self-titled album. Iggy Azalea's Digital Distortion. Motorhead, Clean Your Clock. Stuck Mojo, Here Come the Infidels. The Browning, Isolation, and Whitechapel, Mark of the Blade. This has been This Week in Music. Once again, I'm John O'Connor. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.